Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Kimberly Davis about the Washington County Supervisor election. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am originally from Iowa, the Iowa City area. I grew up on an acreage outside Iowa City, and I spent summers on the neighboring Century Farm. I moved to Portland, Oregon when I was in my early 20s. I spent about 6 years out there working service industry jobs and going to Portland State University. I majored in philosophy there. Then I decided it was time to come home. Just wanted to choose a career path. I decided to go ahead and become a realtor. I've been working at Gateway Access Realty in North Liberty for just over 3 years now. It's really nice to be, you know, a local small business and experience some success, so we're really proud of that.
Do you have any government experience prior to this?
I have been very actively involved in the Sanders campaign. I was even named precinct captain for this area. You know, and I've joined about 6 months ago or so. I joined the Democratic Committee here in town and just met a bunch of really great people. It's just amazing how encouraging they are and how hard they work. It's been an eye-opening experience for me. I've served on a few committees. I was chair of the Credentials Committee for the County Convention. I was also on the Credentials Committee for the big Second District Convention that we just had here in town. That was really exciting for me to work with everybody to have such a huge convention and have it be a really big success, even though it was really long and took all day. We got a lot done, so that was really great. But, you know, Senator Sanders really spoke to me when he said that millennials need to get out. They need to get involved, get their hands dirty, and participate in every level of our government, from school boards up to senators. We really need to step up and, you know, take the steps we need to get involved and make the change that we want to see.
So if elected, what do you hope to do as supervisor?
Well, my biggest goal is to really open up a clear line of communication between the people in District 4 and myself. I really just want to reach out and find out what it is that is on their minds, what they need. And I really just want to be that blank canvas that they can really paint the picture of what direction we need to go. So that is my number one goal. I've seen all the hard work that's gone into this community to get it where it is today. And I just want to keep the ball moving in the right direction. It's really important to me that the people feel like they're heard and that, you know, the appropriate actions are taken to make them feel satisfied, make them feel welcome, and make them feel like they have an active role in their community. I would really like to see this community continue to grow. Washington County is growing. My mother, Ann Broker, she was invited to the Washington Economic and Development Committee meeting over at the Kirkwood campus, and I went in her stead. So I was really fortunate to be able to get, you know, in the room with all the bankers, realtors, builders, just everybody really, and sit down and talk about how we're going to grow and what we got to do to get growing. That was just a huge eye-opening experience for me. I heard a lot of frustrations, but I also heard a lot of really good ideas. And I think a lot more of those meetings need to take place. We need to get in the room and work together, brainstorm.
So one of the primary issues heading into this election is going to be the need for more space for county offices, in particular, communication and public health. What would you do to address that problem?
I feel like we could use some of the buildings that we have that are vacant. You know, there's that old Pomida that's out on Highway 92 that sits vacant. I think that would be really great because it'd be all one level, so it'd be very handicap accessible. I'm sure there's a lot of work to be done, but I think that's the best route to go. We have the buildings. We just need to use them. And I think it saves money in the long run. Using those buildings that we have, the existing ones we have, is the right way to go.
My last question, very simple but very important. Why should the men and women of District 4 vote for you over your competitors?
I have a really deep sense of appreciation for this community. I just feel like this is such a great, beautiful place. And I can see, every time I look around, the hard work that has gone into just maintaining and keeping the growth happening. And that's my biggest thing, is I just really want to get involved. I want to serve. I want to help out in any way that I can. I think maybe a fresh perspective would be welcome for people. You know, I think having somebody a little bit younger on the board would be really nice, and maybe a little bit of a welcome change for some people. I'm a very approachable person, and I feel like that would be really great. You know, break down those walls of communication, you know, so that people can feel like they can approach the board or approach me. Anything we can do to have more communication and better communication is really key to success. And the more diversity that we can get on all of our committees and all of our boards is just so beneficial to people. I'm very dedicated and I'm a very hard worker, and I know that I will do the absolute best job that I can. And I really think that maybe in those stuffy meetings, a new face and somebody who's, you know, comes from maybe a little bit different background would be really welcoming.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Kimberly Davis. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.